My presentation today, I'm focusing more on the use of food labels, kind of at the point of purchase when individuals are at the grocery store actually making food purchases. And my project that I'm presenting, I'm looking at the association between seeking help with weight loss from healthcare providers and if that is associated with the use of food labels. Before I begin, I'd just like to state that I have no relationships to disclose. I wanted to provide a little bit of background on nutrition labeling, just in case we're not all familiar with it. The nutrition facts panel that you see up here that we're all pretty familiar with, this was mandated by the Nutrition Labeling and Education Act of 1990. And as of 1994, most prepackaged foods have to have this label on the package. There are a few exceptions, just depending on which agency regulates the food products. For example, alcohol and a lot of meat and poultry products don't have to have this nutrition facts panel, but you'll see it on most of the products in the grocery stores as of 1994. And one of the reasons that this was implemented was to provide a readily available source of nutrition and food information at the point of purchase to really help people make more informed, you know, food purchasing decisions while they're actually purchasing food. The use of nutrition facts labels at the point of purchase has been associated with improved dietary patterns. So there have been studies examining who uses nutrition facts panels and what do their dietary patterns look like. And studies have shown that people who regularly use nutrition facts panels are more likely to have lower saturated fat intake, lower added sugar intake, and a higher proportion or a higher number of fruit and vegetable servings per day. So it has been associated with improved or better dietary patterns. And the use of labels may be especially important among certain populations and may be especially important to study among certain populations, including those who may have dietary restrictions or chronic diseases or even those who are trying to lose weight. And that's the population that I'm focusing on today, or those who are trying to lose weight. Studies have examined predictors of using nutrition facts labels at the point of purchase, just primarily sociodemographic type predictors to see who's more likely to use labels. And the use of labels is more likely among women, probably not surprisingly, those with higher levels of education, and actually among those who are older compared to younger populations. Nutrition facts labels are often misinterpreted and not very well comprehended by the general population. So fair and or poor label comprehension is pretty common, especially in certain populations. Again, probably not surprisingly, good comprehension is associated with higher income, higher education, higher literacy, and numeracy. And health professionals as a whole may have a role in improving comprehension and use of labels. In general, studies have shown that higher levels of nutrition-related knowledge have been associated with the use of labels. And some intervention studies have actually looked at interventions by healthcare professionals to see if that improves people's understanding of food labels. And these studies have shown that there is an association. So if you think about the food label I showed you on the first slide, you know, there's a lot of information there, especially, you know, you get down to the percent daily value, the number of grams or milligrams. Even a lot of times you have to kind of calculate the number of servings in the package that you're consuming. So it really does require kind of a higher level of comprehension and being able to calculate all that, especially if you're just in the store trying to make a decision. Okay. So I mentioned my study's purpose. I wanted to look among those who are trying to lose weight. I have seen studies examining kind of these issues among patients with diabetes, patients with cardiovascular disease, but I haven't seen much among individuals who are trying to lose weight. So my study purpose, among those trying to lose weight, I wanted to determine whether a relationship existed between seeking help with weight loss from a health professional and the use of food labels to inform food purchasing decisions. The data that I used were from NHANES. I used the Flexible Consumer Behavior Survey from 2007-2008. So these data came out in April of 2013, and this was the first time that this module was implemented in NHANES. So they really put this in NHANES to help kind of understand consumer behavior surrounding food a little bit better. This, again, was the first time that it was placed in NHANES. It was repeated in 2009-2010, and that data came out in May of this year, so after the abstract had already been submitted. But there is an updated data set if you're interested, and they have more detailed questions around some of these issues. And they repeated it again in 2011-2012, but that data hasn't been released to the public yet. So I'm using the data from the very first wave of the Flexible Consumer Behavior Survey. And it is nationally representative after it's weighted, and all my analyses are weighted. So the results I'm presenting are nationally representative. And it includes a lot of items just related to consumer health and nutrition. So you can see some of the topics up here, but a lot of factors, you know, what are you purchasing in the grocery stores? How often are you going out to eat? They even ask questions about calorie counts in restaurants and if that impacts people's dietary behaviors in restaurants. So lots of really interesting questions if you're interested in consumer nutrition behaviors. The variables, I did limit my sample again to those who are trying to lose weight. You can see the question up there. So the sample that I'm working with is about 1,745 people. So of, you know, the bigger sample, this is 36.2% were trying to lose weight. My dependent variable, I forgot to mention on the previous slide, this was conducted over the telephone. So the participants were sent an example of a food label. So the person asking the questions, the interviewer, you know, the person had an example nutrition label. So the interviewer asked, you know, how often do you use a label like this when deciding to buy a food product? So that's the dependent variable. And the response categories range from always to never on a 5-point scale, but I collapse these down into 3 categories. So always or most of the time kind of representing the more favorable outcome. Sometimes it's kind of a neutral category, and then rarely or never being the less or least favorable outcome. My main independent variable was, again, seeking help with weight loss from a health professional. This was asked in NHANES in the general survey. And you can see the question there. And they do ask about several different types of providers simultaneously with this question. They ask about personal trainers, dietitians, nutritionists, doctors, or other health professionals. So you can see there's a pretty wide variety of types of health professionals in this measure. And they do ask follow-up questions about each category separately, but the number of individuals who answered yes to each of those was too small, so I had to use the combined measure of all of these. So just keep that in mind that when people are answering this question, it refers to this broad variety of providers. I included some covariates in my adjusted models, primarily sociodemographic factors and health-related variables. So these are factors that have either been shown to be associated with the use of food labels or that may impact possibly the ability to seek help from a health professional or maybe the frequency of seeking help from a professional. For example, you know, perceived health status or insurance status, health insurance status. All of my analyses were conducted in STATA version 12. And my analyses are listed here, cross-tabulations, unadjusted multinomial regressions, and then adjusted multinomial regressions. Okay, I'm going to start going through the results here. So the first group of results are from the unadjusted, just a lot of univariate and bivariate types of relationships. So this shows the proportion of individuals who are trying to lose weight who use nutrition fact labels at the point of purchase. So it was kind of higher than I expected. About 42% reported always or most of the time using food labels to make food purchasing decisions, and only about 20% reported rarely or never using food labels. I'm now going to present some of the cross tabulations with a few of my covariates because I think they're really interesting to see how the trends break out across these groups. So this is the use of nutrition facts labels by age. So you can see here, kind of consistent with what's been shown in previous literature, as age groups increase, so typically older populations are more likely to report always or most of the time using food labels. So it's a pretty consistent trend across age groups. You can see the youngest group, those 16 to 25, you know, less than a third of those individuals report using food labels, where over half of those over the age of 66 report using food labels. And all of these that I'm presenting, these were significant cross-tabulations, so I'm just presenting the significant ones. These are differences by sex. So again, consistent with previous literature, females are more likely to use food labels always or most of the time compared to males. This one may be a little more difficult to see graphically, but this was a significant difference based on proportions for education level. So again, consistent with previous literature, those who have higher levels of education were more likely to use food labels than those who have lower levels of education. And these are the bivariate results, the cross-tabulations for my primary independent variable of interest. So use of nutrition facts labels for those who did seek help and those who didn't seek help from a health professional, these were significantly different from one another and for proportions. So those who did seek help from a health professional were more likely to use nutrition facts labels than those who didn't seek help from a health professional. I'm just going to put this up here so you can take a look at the frequency distributions. I think I'm a little close on time, so I might buzz through here. But I did want to point out, before I present my adjusted model, I wanted to show you which groups I was comparing. So you can see the frequency distributions here. And for the adjusted multinomial regressions, I set, let's see if my cursor comes up. There we go. I set this rarely or never category as my base category. So the output that I got compares sometimes to rarely or never, and then it compares always or most of the time to rarely or never. So I'm just interested in looking at those two extreme categories. So the results I'm presenting, I'm looking at always or most of the time versus the base category of rarely or never. So the data from these individuals in the middle group are still kind of being taken into account for the model, but I'm not presenting those results today. So these are the results for the adjusted models. I'll start with the covariates. So here for age, those over the age of 51, compared to the youngest age group, they had significantly higher odds of always or most of the time using labels compared to never, rarely or never, again, as the base category. Females also had significantly higher odds than males of using food labels always or most of the time. And the independent variable of interest was also significant. So those who sought help from a health professional had 2.87 times the odds of those who didn't seek help of always or most of the time using food labels. And you can see at the bottom, and I mentioned the other covariates that I adjusted for in this particular model. Okay, so just as an overview, I mentioned previously that label reading is fairly common. 42% of individuals who are trying to lose weight report always or most of the time using food labels. It's most common, again, among females and those over the age of 50. But those who are trying to lose weight, it's not very common for them to seek help from a health professional as defined by this survey. So only about 10% of individuals who were trying to lose weight actually sought assistance from a health professional. But we did find in our models that seeking help with a health professional is associated with the use of labels. I wanted to mention a few limitations. Again, with most studies, there are always limitations. This is secondary data, cross-sectional, so we are limited in our ability to, you know, examine temporal relationships between these variables to help establish causality. We also don't know what type of information was exchanged between the individual and the provider. So we have no idea if seeking help with weight loss included education related to label reading or even nutrition education, period. In this data set, we're also unable to examine seeking help from specific categories of providers, which I mentioned, and we're also unable to assess the comprehension of food labels. So other studies have looked at, you know, did they improve health, you know, food label numeracy and literacy, but we were unable to do that with this data set, only whether or not they used the actual label. And then finally, just a few implications and conclusions. Health professionals, our results suggest that health professionals may have an important role in assisting those who are trying to lose weight. And I think future studies would really benefit from examining the influence on label literacy and numeracy among this population. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Yes, nutrition facts panels. Yes, I use those interchangeably. I'm sorry. Yes, just the panel.
It's just that, you know, one could make an argument. You know, I often tell my patients that it's got more than like three or four ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you probably don't want to be eating it anyway.
Right.
Fact panel becomes irrelevant.
Right.
So, and some patients might be, you know, eating fresh foods that don't have labels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they might not be using any food labels.
Right.
So they might not be making bad choices.
Yes, this study, yeah, we just used the variable looking at the nutrition facts panel, but the flexible consumer behavior survey does include questions related to, do you use the ingredient list? Do you use the claims on the front of the package? There's a question about that, too. So, yeah, we didn't look at that. Thanks.
So, we'll have some questions for Jennifer first, and then we'll open it up for the whole panel. So, any questions for our last speaker?
Yes. Yeah, that's a great question. Actually, a high proportion of them are actually normal weight, which was, you know, I don't know if that's surprising, but I wish I knew the percentages in my head. I'm sorry, I don't. But a good proportion of them were normal weight. And I thought about looking at it just, you know, just overweight and obese patients. But I thought, you know, if they were actively trying to lose weight, it was kind of, they would be more likely to seek nutrition information or health information. So, yeah, I'm sorry, I don't know the exact percentages.
Okay.